Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and increasest thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. And I took unto me faithful witnesses to record, Uriah the priest, and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses, they see not nor know, that they may be ashamed. And I subscribed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balances. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanameel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. But found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. Then the high priest rent his clothes, and saith, What need we any further witnesses? And ye are witnesses of these things. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. And set up false witnesses, which said, This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. Him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And we are witnesses of all things of which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, like unto a rod. And the angels stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein.